This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And continuing now our reporting on the climate change conference that's convened this week in Copenhagen. Daniel Stone joins us. He's a senior writer for Newsweek. He's covering the story for Newsweek. He joins us from Washington, D.C. And Daniel, first of all, good morning.
Good morning to you both.
You know, the big issue on the climate change debate, particularly when world leaders are involved, is how do you first measure progress and then how do you enforce the progress that you've measured? And a leaked memo called the Danish text that's circulating somewhat controversially in Copenhagen might give some insight into some nations' idea of how this whole climate change regime might be enforced. Explain this Danish text.
Well, it certainly was the talk of the negotiations, especially yesterday afternoon. This was a leaked document that was a draft proposal from large developed countries, including Denmark, the United Kingdom, and the United States. And essentially, with this document, they outlined a potential proposal that would give large developed countries, like those three, significant power over small and large developing countries like China and India.
Now, Daniel, is it fair to say that this is kind of using the model of the UN Security Council as a sort of a committee of the most powerful to try to enforce this, even though it would be outside the United Nations, I understand?
Right. That certainly is the model, and it would be out of the United Nations. This would be a whole system that would be regulated by the World Bank, which is a much more financially minded institution rather than United Nations. It's certainly not a good proposal for small developing countries. It takes a lot of the power and the leverage that they have and hands it to the big powers like the U.S. and Denmark.
And we should point out the World Bank, if I understand by charter, the United States is allowed to name the leader of the World Bank. Isn't that true?
Yes. In fact, the World Bank is about two blocks from the White House. So there certainly is some U.S. involvement in that process.
So is this a non-starter then, or is this a sign that the nations are seriously trying to grapple with issues of enforcement, as flawed as this proposal might be?
Well, you can tell from some of the anger that's boiled over within the past 24 hours that it certainly is not going to fly. Something like this is not going to happen. There was palpable anger in the talks, and not just respectful disagreement, but actual yelling and outbursts, which gives you an idea of some of the tension. But the larger point here is that, you know, this proposal won't happen, and maybe something like this won't happen either. But there certainly is a growing disconnect between, like I said, these developing and the developed countries. Each wants something very different brought to the table, and whether they're going to be willing to agree on something that sits fairly in the middle is still uncertain.
Well, assuming that this is a non-starter, this sort of developed nation power committee, what would be the equivalent sort of non-starter on the opposite side from, say, India or China or the developing world?
They'd want exactly the same amount of power, the same amount of leeway to not just regulate their emissions, not exactly cut their emissions, but slow the growth of their emissions. Now, of course, when you're a small country or when you're a big country like the U.S., that's a non-starter also. If China says we want to take our emissions to a slower rate of growth, that doesn't really move anyone forward. That doesn't cut the world's emissions. So clearly that might be proposed too, but such a thing would probably also get just as far as this proposal, which isn't too far.
All right. Daniel Stone, senior writer for Newsweek, is covering the Copenhagen conference, talking about the Danish text, which apparently has unearthed some north-south tensions in the climate change debate over there in Copenhagen. Thank you, Daniel.